Hey, podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to More Than Just Balls. Today I'm talking and I'm ranting slightly, okay, mostly, about the sticky Super Bowl. The sticky Super Bowl is what appears to be the state of the Super Bowl trophy as it is presented to the Super Bowl winning teams, owners, coaches, MVPs, etc. on the stage at the Super Bowl. You all see it if you watch the Super Bowl and care enough to watch the presentation. It's all got fingerprinted, and it's been touched and kissed all the way down the aisle, and it just grinds my gears. Thank you, Peter Griffin. And I got to rant about this, because I think that has to change about the NFL. They are making their trophy look subpar, especially when leagues like the NHL march their amazing Stanley Cup down the aisle the way they do, with two gentlemen holding the trophy. It's just been polished and holding them with gloves and all that good business. The NFL, you're kind of missing it here, I think. So this is one of my favorite topics to rant about. So enjoy the episode. Thanks again for tuning in. Yeah. Standing up right here. You fuck around on that right speakers in your system, it should be something like this. Heyo, welcome to More Than Just Balls with Zaki Ahmed. I am your host, Zaki Ahmed. Thank you so much for tuning in. I feel pretty good today, and I got some exciting topic to share with you. And I just happened to be at Costco. So Shaisa and I do this thing where we go to Costco. As you can tell, I have the baby. We go, I drop her to the store, and she gets groceries, and I'll go get gas and run any other errands that might be nearby. And keep the baby in the car, so it makes, you know, the journey a little easier into Costco. And sometimes I end up with a few minutes to myself, so I, you know, scroll through my phone and things like that. But today, I thought I would record an episode, and it is, as you already know, it's about the sticky Super Bowl, and it is a topic that I am very passionate about, okay? This is one of those things that, like, gets under my skin, you know, like, bothers me about the NFL. I don't even know where to start here. I stumble over my own words here sometimes when I get all excited and worked up about things, so first of all, enjoy the baby noises, because I'm sure there'll be more coming throughout the episode. So thank you, honey, for featuring yourself. The sticky Super Bowl. And what does the sticky Super Bowl mean? I'm talking about the trophy presentation when they present the Super Bowl to the winning team at the end of the season. Okay? That's what we're getting at. And why is it called the sticky Super Bowl? Well, I didn't coin the term. I actually heard that term from Mike Tomlin, you know, when he and I were texting one day, we were just chatting, he kind of brought it up. And then when I saw him that Friday, we were having a beer and I said, like, okay, so what did you mean when you were talking about the sticky Super Bowl? And he said, well, when you win the Super Bowl, and he told his team this, he told the Pittsburgh Steelers this, thank you. He told the Pittsburgh Steelers this. After they won their first one, and the season where they won their second one, soon after, I believe it was after he won it, but I know it was the season where he won the Super Bowl. It might have been him recounting the story of when he was an assistant coach or something like that, so don't quote me exactly, but when the team gets back on the bus, after they win the game, you know, they hit the showers, they celebrate, whatever, they get back on the bus or they get on the plane, that Super Bowl, the physical trophy, gets passed up and down the aisles, and guys are taking pictures with it, they're celebrating with it, drinking champagne, and everybody kisses it. So between the kisses of all these sweaty dudes from the stage and the locker room and the champagne that's been opened and sprayed everywhere, there's, and by the way, gross hands and fingers that have been clutching it and passing it around, the Super Bowl
gets pretty gross. Like, that trophy is, like, all fingerprinty and champagne-y and slobbery. And so by the time it gets to the back of the bus or the back of the plane, it's the sticky Super Bowl. And that's why Mike Tomlin kind of coined this phrase or, like, brought this up, the sticky Super Bowl. And no, I did not do any research to find out if he's the first person to actually say this, but it's where I heard it from. So that's why I bring it up and I use his name. So he would tell his players this. He told his players to encourage them. And it was a way of, like, kind of telling them about what it's like to win a Super Bowl. He wanted them to feel what it was like to win a Super Bowl, not just to, like, coach them into, hey, you want to win a championship. Like, this was one of his methods and tactics for encouraging his men, rallying his troops, getting into their minds. And so he would tell them about the sticky Super Bowl and how much you want the sticky Super Bowl, even though it may be a little bit gross and it sounds gross. This is the reality of winning the Super Bowl. This is a beautiful thing. And I'm butchering this a little bit because I'm not Mike Tomlin, so it's not like a perfect recount. Is that the term? I don't know if that's the right word. It's not the perfect telling of the story, but the point is not even this. We are not even at the point yet. The point is that recently, I think it was like 8 years ago, the NFL, after the game, changed the way that they presented the Super Bowl to the Super Bowl winning team. They used to have it on stage and, like, give it to the player, the coach, the owner, whoever. But recently they had a Hall of Famer or someone who's, like, in the Ring of Honor of the winning team. I don't know how they pick the person. It might be from, like, the hometown where the game is being played or something like that. They'll have them holding the Super Bowl. Bare hands, by the way. They just hold the Super Bowl and then they put the camera on them and they say, like, here comes the Super Bowl, and then maybe they'll shoot off a little bit more confetti, but the camera is right in front of the dude. And then the dude makes his way from, like, whatever it is, 20, 30 yards away from the stage towards the stage. And he walks through, like, the whatever, like, the receiving line of all the players. So, okay, I'm not describing this very well. Okay, let me try again. The guy will be standing, like, 20 yards away from the stage. And in front of him is a clear alley, a pathway for him to walk. And for the cameraman to walk backwards through, filming him as he walks through this aisle. Now, on either sides of the aisle are all the players on the winning team, and usually, like, some of their family members, or they're holding their kids or whatever. But there's people lining the entire pathway for this guy to get to the stage. And it's really narrow. Like, you fit, like, one or maybe two people through this aisle. Okay? It's not a big aisle. So what happens when you win the Super Bowl? You fucking celebrate, you go nuts with all your teammates on the field, and then they tell you to line up. Okay, somebody just smashed a card into my car. Yeah, that was fucked up. I guess it wasn't a person. A fucking shopping cart just rolled into the back of my car. That was beautiful. Right in the middle of my fucking rant here too. Okay, so anyways, what do you do when you celebrate the Super Bowl? And then they tell you to line up to go watch, you know, your owner, your MVP, your quarterback, your coach stand on stage and receive this trophy. Hey, we're going to walk it down this aisle. Go line up along the aisle. What are you going to do? You're going to fucking reach out and touch that Super Bowl. And that's exactly what happens. Guys, as the Hall of Fame person who's holding the trophy, as the trophy bearer walks down that aisle, guys, like, grab at it and touch it, and they, like, take selfies with it, they kiss it, like, all that shit. It all happens. So for those 20 yards or 30 yards, there's fingerprints all over that trophy. And then they walk it up on stage and put it on a little nice platform, and then the commissioner walks up and he talks on the mic with whoever, like, you know, Al Michaels, who's on the mic, and, oh, miss, here's the commissioner to present the trophy. And then he's like, oh, congratulations, and we wish the losers a great time, and thank you for playing, and you did a great job, and hey, Mr. Owner, you've done a great job with this franchise, and he still hasn't picked it up, and congratulations, and then he'll pick up this trophy and give it to the owner, and it's like, it's still awesome, it's still the Super Bowl, it's still the greatest accomplishment in your line of work, you know, for any of those players and coaches, whatever, like, this is what they play for. It doesn't necessarily take away from that moment, but why would you hand them, like, the fingerprinted Super Bowl that's already sticky instead of handing them, like, a pristine, beautiful, shiny, nice trophy? They just won the fucking Super Bowl. Like, can we change this back, please? Can we get rid of this sticky Super Bowl presentation? And can we reserve the sticky Super Bowl for the locker room and the bus and the plane? Like, I just don't understand. Like, I get that you want to have, like, maybe, I get, you get want to have a Hall of Famer. Maybe you want to have, like, if the Falcons ever won, Deion Sanders walked that thing up. Deion would love it. The fans would love it. The hometown would. I'm sure the players. You know what I mean? Like, I get some of these, like, whatever. There's reasons for these things. But, like, can you have him walk down, like, a clear aisle holding some gloves while he's holding that Super Bowl? Like, can we, like, do it a little bit closer to the way the NHL does it, where that trophy is, like, a fucking amazing shrine. It's a beautiful thing. It's this amazing piece of artwork that people have just won, and let's treat it like they actually just won something incredible and give them a beautiful shiny trophy instead of a sticky Super Bowl. That is what I'm talking about. I would just love to see that happen. And yeah, if you can't tell already, I am passionate about this. So if I had one piece of input and the commissioner was going to listen to me for one thing today, this is what I would say to him. I would say, dude, you need to change this because it's making your sport, your league, your trophy, and your presentation look a little less shiny. That's all. That's the end of my rant. Okay, thanks for tuning in. This has been More Than Just Balls, because this is about more than just balls. Get it? It's not just about the game, it's about the trophy presentation. You know, if you didn't get the name already. All right, thanks for listening.